Can you bring the other harmonium, please? Thanks.
Yashodanandana Prajajanaranjana Namunatira Vanachari. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
You can do it better.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki
jaya mishubhada paramahamsa parivada kacharya satra satra sri sri madhai siva kirtanta swami Srila Prabhupada ki
jaya
iskam samstha pakacharya Srila Prabhupada ki namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki Hemsaka Hose Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhara Sri Vasudeva Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Syama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan ki Grantara Shrima Bhavatam ki All glories to the symbol devotees. All glories to the symbol devotees. All glories to the symbol devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. Sometimes in the Sunday feast, the devotees are just two or three and sound very powerful. And now we are like 12 or 15 devotees. And it works, no? It's difficult to sing in this early, no? In the morning. But thanks. You sing very well. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevayam. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, fifth canto, chapter 19, text number 17. 27. Yes, I have to make a review of the numbers. Satyam disati artitam arito nrinam. Naivartado yat punar artita yataha. Swayam vidate vajatam anichatam. Icha pidanam nijapada palavam. Satyam disati artitam artito ninam. Naivartaro yat punar artita yataha. Swayam vidate vajatam manichatam. Icha pidanam nijapada palavam. Satyam disati artitam arito ninam. Naivartado yat punaratita yataha. Swayam vidate vajatam anichatam. Icha pidanam nijapada palavam. Nam Naivarta doyal punar arita alta. Swayam vidate vadatam manichatam. Ichatmanam nijapada palavam. Sadhya dishati aritam chitoninam. Naivarta doya tunaratita yata. Svaya vidate satyam nishati artyam antironinam. Naivartaro yatunanartita yataha. Svayam vidate bhajatam anichatam. Ichapidanam nijapada palavam. Satyam vishati aritam artito ninam. Svayam vidate vajatam anichatam. Ichapidanam nijapada palavam. Satyam vishatyar itapartito ninam. Natyakatodat punar artitayata. Svayam vidate vadatam anichatam. Nichapidanam nichapada palavam. Satya nisatya nirva nidoyanam. Nayatato yapunadati vatkatam. Svayam vidate vajatam anichatam. Ichapidanam nijapahapalavam. Satyam, certainly, dishati, he offers. Artitam, the object prayed for. Artita, being prayed to. Nrinam, by the human beings. Na, not. Eva, indeed. Aritada, the bestower of benedictions. Yat, which. Puna, again. Artita, a demand for a benediction. Yata, from which. Swayam, personally. Vidate, he gives. Bhajatam, unto those engaged in his in service. Inichatam, although not desired it. Ichapidanam, which covers all desirable things. Nijapada palavam, his own lotus feet. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, S. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The Supreme Personality of Godhead fulfills the material desires of a devotee who approach Him with such motives. But He does not bestow a benediction upon the devotee that will cause him to demand more benedictions again. However, the Lord willingly gives the devotee shelter at His own lotus feet, even though such a person does not aspire for it, and that shelter satisfies all his desires. That is the Supreme Personality's special mercy. Purport. The devotee is mentioned in the previous verse approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead with material motives. But this verse explained how such devotees are saved from those desires. Srimad Bhagavatam advises, Akama sarva kama va moksha kama udara dihi tivrena bhakti yogena yajeta purusham param. Whether one is freed from all material desires, is full of material desires, or desires to become one with the Supreme, he should engage in devotional service. In this way, not only will the devotee's desires be fulfilled, but the day will come when he will have no other desire than to serve the lotus feet of the Lord. One who engages in the service of the Lord with some motive is called a Sakama Bhakta. And no one serves, and one who serves the Lord without any motives is called an Akama Bhakta. Krishna is so merciful that he turns a Sakama Bhakta into an Akama Bhakta. A pure devotee, an Akama Bhakta, who has no material motives, is satisfied simply to serve the lotus feet of the Lord. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Yam labdha chaparam labam manyate nadikam tataha. If one engages in the service of the lotus feet of the Lord, he does not want anything more. This is the highest stage of devotional service. The Lord is so kind, even to a Sakama Bhakta, a motivated devotee, that he satisfies his desires in such a way that one day he becomes an Akama Bhakta. Dhruva Maharaj, for example, became a Bhakta with the motive and getting a better kingdom than that of his father. But finally he became an Akama Bhakta and said to the Lord, Swamin Kritarto Smi Varam Na Yache. My dear Lord, I am very satisfied simply to serve your lotus feet. I don't want any material benefits. Sometimes it is found that a small child eats dirty things, but his parents take away the dirty things and offer him a sandesh or some other sweet meat. Devotees who aspire for material benedictions are compared to such children. The Lord is so kind that he takes away their material desires and gives them the highest benediction. Therefore, even for material motives, one should not worship anyone other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One must fully engage himself in devotional service of the Lord so that all his desires will be fulfilled and at the end he can go back home, back to Godhead. This is explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita as follows. And we can do the same thing with the verse. I'm going to read and you can answer. Anyakami. A devotee may desire something other than service to the lotus feet of the Lord. Yadi kare krishnera vajanam. But if he engaged in Lord Krishna's service, namagite krishna tare daina swacharanam, Krishna gives him shelter at his lotus feet, even though he does not aspire for it. Krishna kahe, the Lord says, ama bhaje, he is engaged in my service, mage visaya sukha, but he wants the benefits of material sense gratification. Amrita chadi visa mage. Such a devotee is like a person who asks for poison instead of nectar. Ivada murka murka. That is his foolishness. Ami Vijaya. But I am experienced. Ei murke Vishaya Kenediva. Why should I give such a foolish person the dirty things of material enjoyment? Swacharanamrita. It would be better for me to give him shelter at my lotus feet. Vishayavulaiva. I should cause him to forget all material desires. Kamalagi Krishna Bhaje. If one engages in the service of the Lord for sense gratification, Paya Krishna Rase, the result is that he ultimately gets a taste for serving the lotus feet of the Lord. Kamachadi dasahaite aya avilase. He then gives up all material desires and wants to become an eternal servant of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada ki. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Yananjana Salakaya Chakshuru Militam Jana Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Manchakalpatruyascha Kripa Sindhu Yevacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivastri Gaura Vaktarinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna devotees, good morning. Thanks for assist in the, to this Srimad Bhagavatam lecture. We have half hour. So let me start with one word that is mentioned here, that is the desire of motivation of the devotee. Okay? Yes? All right. If you are sleepy, you can stand up, and that maybe help. Right? Okay. The desire. Let's analyze a little bit desire. Please raise your hand if you have any desire. If you have any material desire. And if you have any spiritual desire. Okay. Well, the desire is very interesting topic, and maybe I don't have time in a half hour to explain this properly. But according to the Bhagavad Gita, okay, we have three types or categories of people. There is the karmis. The desires are wealth, followers. If we are talking about men, the desire is woman, and if we are talking about woman, the desire is men. But this is the desire of the karmis. Then we have jnanis. The desire is liberation, develop some mystic powers, etc. And then we have the bhaktas. The bhakta wants to serve the lotus feet of the Lord. But we have categories of bhaktas also. According to the teachings of Lord Buddha, one of the incarnation of the Lord, in the Gassing, how was the place in which Buddha teach? Gazelles, no, Park of the Gazelles. Parque de las Gacelas. Uh-huh. Yes. Well, in that place, there is a specific place when Buddha, where Buddha teach, and he said that this, the desire is the cause of all suffering in this world. Do you know this? You hear about this? Okay. Desire is the cause of all suffering. And we need to like clean or eliminate this desire to be free from suffering. Okay? But the thing is that it's not easy. I'm talking about desires in general. Because the desire has the particularity that has consequences. If you desire something, you have consequences. And for example, as is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita, which is the verse that is the following verse, Ante kale cha mame va, the next one. More loudly. Okay. And that verse mentioned that according to the thoughts that we have at the end, at the moment of the death, that is going to determine our next body. So we can say that desire has consequences. But what kind of consequences has the desires? And you have to forgive me, but I have to tell a story. Okay? Because I am a Kali Yuga member. I take birth in this age. So I don't know if you know, but in Kali Yuga, we like to hear about stories. Do you know this? We like to hear about stories. So if you want, I can tell you one story in order to comprehend or have more understanding about this. Do you want? Okay. But don't tell this story to the kids because it's a nightmare story. Okay, but it helps to understand. This story is from Jacob, something like that, the author, Jacobs. And try to imagine the scene. British family in the country, in the farm. There is raining outside, thunders. No? Okay, thunders outside. It seems like an ocean, a lot of water, heavy drop waters. They fall from the sky. And of course, when it's raining, you don't have too much activities to do. So in the family, in this particular family, there is a couple of old couple and their son. An old son, 30 years, something like that. So the father is playing with his son, the cards. No. They are breaking one of the principles. So they are playing cards. Yes, no. I don't know how, poker or something like that. So they are playing cards. And they are waiting for a guest. This guest is a military British. And is a friend, family friend. So after some time, the one man knocked the door. It's raining. And the friend arrives. And he was a big man. His face, he was a young man, but looks like an old man. His face doesn't have expression, any expression at all. And, okay, come on, come on in now. They start to talk. Tell us something about your adventures as a military man. And is true that you traveled to India? This is the connection with the Vedic culture. It's true that you travel to India or something. Yes, it's true. And what? Tell us more about that. It's nice. No, it's not nice. And I don't recommend that to travel to India. Say that, man. But why? What happened? And the man said, because of this. No? And he put on the table a monkey paw, you know, or hand, or a little monkey, like a hand, a little hand, dirty little hand. No? For that reason. And say, well, but it's a monkey hand, no? What kind of thing is this? And he said, this is one sadhu gave me this as a gift, but he put a curse in this hand. And the curse is that you have three desires to fulfill. Well, I mean, you can ask for three desires, but you have a problem when you desire something. And so the family said, what is the problem? And the military man said, do you know what happened with the last man who asked for a desire to this monkey paw, monkey hand? No, what happened? His last desire was, I want to die. So please take this hand and burn in the fire. No, what are you doing? We can use this hand. Okay, it is up to you, but I give you the warning. No. So the military man left the place. And the family was very curious about the hand, and they start to think, what can we do with this hand? So the son said, okay, we need to pay some debt that we have. So we can ask maybe $500,000 or something like that. Okay, we can do it. And the father of the family said, we want $500,000. And there is a big thunder now. And the monkey hand start to move, shake. You know? But nothing happened. What happened? So, the other day, the son get up early in the morning. He went to his job. But after 8 hours, 12 hours, 24 hours, the son never returned. He worked in a factory. So the parents were very, concerned. What happened? Where is my child? Said the mother. So when one black car, park on the front of the house, a man with a black coat, knocked the door, and he said, we have bad news for you. No, what happened? The bad news are that your son is dead. The machines. No. So we need to give you something for this situation, and here is a check, $500,000 for you. And the father fall down to the floor. The woman was crying. Everything was very sad situation. After 10 days, the mother said, I can't tolerate anymore this situation. I want my son back. So take this monkey hand again and ask the second desire. Okay, I can do it, said the father. So they ask for that. But the thing is that the son was like a zombie or something like that. So he approached to the house. No, he knocked the door. And the mother tried to open the door. My son is outside. And the man was very alarmed for this situation. So he asked the final desire. He asked for, please make that this boy return to his place. I don't know. Well, the story ends in that point. Do you understand the story? Yes, of course. Because the problem is that every desire that we have consequences, biological consequences or different consequences, bad consequences. And for that reason, Prabhupada gave us a good example here, like a child, small child, eat dirty things. In this case, the material desires are dirty things. But the parents, in this case Krishna, try to give us something better, like sandesh or some sweet. So that is one explanation about this topic that we can analyze. And another thing is that in a practical way, I don't know if you experience sometimes, but I have experienced that people leave the movement. Do you know any person that leave the movement? But one thing is leave the ISKCON or the institution. And other different thing is leave the process of Krishna consciousness. Because even if you leave ISKCON, you can still practice. Do you know? You can still practice, even if you leave the ISKCON. Maybe you don't have the facilities that you have in ISKCON that Prabhupada gave us, but you can practice Krishna consciousness outside the institution. My mother, for example, she is not an ISKCON devotee, but she is a devotee. She has Gauranita in his home. She knows more stories than me about Krishna. So she's a good devotee. She can practice outside ISKCON. But I decided to follow Srila Prabhupada and that things. So the thing is that we can leave or we can left the movement or leave the movement. But other different thing is leave the process. No more practice Krishna consciousness. No more 60 rounds, no more Prabhupada books, no more anything, no more prasadam or something. And I met a person in Argentina, a devotee, she told me, I have a Bhagavatam to sell, no? Bhagavatam collection. Okay, I can buy that Bhagavatam collection. So I went to her home, and she told me, and you can keep this and this and this, the photograph of her spiritual master also, and this is my japa, I don't want it. Hey, what happened? And she said, I don't want to practice any more Krishna consciousness. And she was initiated devotee, and these things happen, right? And we can ask why these things happen. And one answer is because we have material desires to fulfill yet. One answer can be, well, maybe this is an answer, no? This, of course, we can have other motives, but we have this kind of material desires, and because we cannot fulfill these desires here, we try to fulfill the desires outside of the process of Krishna consciousness. But Krishna, he is telling us in this purport and in this text that he is able to fulfill our desires even if we have material desires. So the question is, why, if we have this guarantee, why a lot of people decide to leave the process to fulfill his desires outside? Do you have an answer?
As one may feel discouraged to continue the process of bhakti, knowing that The whole point of going to bhakti, taking up the process, is to develop spiritual desires to serve Krishna. And one might just feel discouraged because it might be in a situation where people might, you know, talk about this particular person because this has this material desire. So it just feels like it's a lot of, a lot of doubts. And it just feel like they don't fit in because they have so much material desires. I'm around this community and the philosophy is like very heavy on material desires and sense gratification. So for that, people just feel, I would say some people feel like, you know, I can't because I feel too guilty that I have all these desires, and I feel like the devotees or maybe the people around me might judge me if I might say I'm in Maya or I'm a fallen soul. So because of that guilt, people is not able to move past that psychological mentality, and sometimes they end up leaving the movement because of that, because, you know, all the pressure and, you know, maybe not getting the right proper association with a devotee you feel comfortable with. So that was just my thoughts on that, on material desires, how it can overwhelm someone's motive to serve Krishna.
Yes, thanks, Ro. According to the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that in about the reciprocation, do you remember this verse, 4:11? Can you tell in English, Phil, please? Which is the translation? Yes. Mm-hmm. And in that purport, Murijan Prabhu explained in Surrender Unto Me that because this is the process. When you ask for this material desire to Krishna, Krishna is going to fulfill that desire. But first, you need to purify your heart. And as we know, anartha nivritti process takes a long time. So finally, when you purify your heart, Krishna the thing that you want. Do you understand? And because people want quickly results, they take shelter in other things, not Krishna. Do you understand? Excuse me? I'm saying that for the devotee who is not pure yet, who has material desires, Krishna is saying here that he is going to fulfill all his desires, even he has desires, material desires. But Burisham Prabhu explained that the way in which Krishna make this is that when you have your heart purified by the process of anartha nivritti, after that the thing that you want. But the thing is that when you have your heart pure, you don't want anymore that thing. And that is the trick that Krishna uses. Do you understand? So maybe we can analyze this and in a practical way. And even we can, because this situation of leave the movement or leave the process of Krishna consciousness, we think that only can happen to others, but could happen to us. So we need to analyze these things. And one last thing that I want to say is that I hear this by Radhanath Maharaj, that he quotes a story of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati about the ankle of the material desires. Do you know this story? Huh? Unsure. No. It's anchor. Yes. Do you hear about this story? Okay, you can tell us that. No, please. I don't want to make you suffering anymore. Okay. Yes, please, with the microphone. Mm-hmm.
You know how much I love to speak, Ru. You're giving me an opportunity. Thank you. So, there is a newly married couple, and they're going for their honeymoon. Forgive me if the little details are off.
Don't worry.
And they get in a boat to go off to, you know, this nice place. So they have this man that they paid to row the boat across the river. And it's nighttime, so they're quite tired from all the festivities from their new marriage. So they fall asleep, and the boatman is rowing overnight, rowing. And in the morning, they wake up. Maybe also I think they were supposed to catch a train, so it's very important that they get across the river in time. So in the morning, they wake up and they find they're still on the same side of the river as when they started, and the boatman is exhausted. He's still rowing, but he's quite tired now. And they get upset with him. Why didn't you take us across the river? We're still here. We haven't gone anywhere. He says, well, I don't understand. You know, I've been rowing all night. This is quite perplexing for me. So then the wife notices, she lifts up this chain, she's like, what's this? And he realizes, oh, I kept the anchor in all night. So that's why they didn't go anywhere.
Good. So this anchor is compared with the material desires. And the explanation of this story, thanks Prabhu for telling the story, is that we can chant rounds like 20 years, we can memorize a lot of shlokas of the shastras, we can make service, wash pots every day and everything. But if we don't, if we forget to pull the ankle, the result is that we start to feel that something is not going well. And our decision, our wrong decision is to leave the process of Krishna consciousness. Just because we don't have an active attitude about this. If you read this verse, you can say, okay, Krishna is going to fulfill my desire and he is going to purify my heart. You know, but this is a passive attitude. We need to take an active attitude and change this material desire for a spiritual desire. Because as I tell you in the beginning of the class, this Buddhist conception about no desires at all is impossible. It's a paradox. So we cannot obtain this state of no desires. We have to desire something, but the quality of these desires is different. Desire things that are according or are tuned with the desire of Krishna. That is the thing. And Srila Prabhupada, to finish the class, he gave us a nice example, that is the gold ring and the diamond. When the gold ring is combined with the diamond, make a beautiful and precious thing. It's the same with the devotee. When the devotee is serving the Lord, desire things for serving the Lord Krishna, he is like a gold ring. And Krishna is like the diamond. No? And when they have this reciprocation and relationship, when the relationship is established again, this is the most beautiful thing that we can see. So, thanks. If you have any comment or question.
I was wondering if you could clarify what you mean by an active attitude, because you were saying that we can go through all the motions, we can chant, we can do service, we can memorize all of the shlokas, and it's not going to matter if we still have the anchor down. So what does it mean to have an active attitude?
Oh, okay. We say in the beginning of the class, okay, that is active attitude also. But I mean, we know that we have these desires, these material desires, and Krishna knows better than us. But as Lord Chaitanya said in the Shikshastaka, Nadanam Najanana Sundarim Kavitam Vajagati Shakamaye, we don't want to fulfill these material desires, we just want to have the service of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. And it's difficult to have this active attitude if we don't have the proper guidance and the proper association. So if we want to have an active attitude in order to eradicate completely these material desires, we have to seek the company or the association of people who has no desires at all. And this is the case of the pure devotees, Lord Krishna. We have Srila Prabhupada. Following his teachings, we can develop this attitude, change our desire. It's okay? Yes, Luke? We have 4 minutes more.
I was just thinking about your question, which is, what is it do we think that causes devotees to leave the movement? So you mentioned material desire, and I was just thinking how Srila Prabhupada repeatedly points out that the root or foundation of material existence is this material desire, this desire to lord it over, and that also we understand the foundation of it is sex life, but not just gross, subtle, which is the desire for name, fame, recognition, and distinction. So I was thinking about this also, it basically boils down to thinking oneself to be the doer, we hear the verse in the Bhagavad Gita, Ahankar Vimudatma Karta Hamiti Manyate. So we want to be recognized for what we're doing and glorified and appreciated for our various activities. That's like the foundation of any material desire. The according to this analysis of Srila Prabhupada, that sex life is the basic principle of material existence, and then subtle sex life means being worshipped or praised or appreciated for our various activities. So if we understand that, then Krishna consciousness is fundamentally opposed to this desire, because the process of Krishna consciousness allows one to realize he's just an instrument, either of the spiritual energy or of the material energy. There's no room for taking credit or being the real object of glorification. So basically, my thought was that people will leave the association of devotees and leave Krishna consciousness because they still are attached to this idea of being praised and appreciated and recognized for something great. And maybe the material desire will look like something else, like, well, I don't have enough time to do music, I want to do a rock band or something. So many different things people are thinking. But actually, underneath that is, I want to be appreciated and glorified in a materialistic kind of way. Anyway, I was just thinking like that. I'm sure you guys are all quite familiar with these principles. Thank you.
Thanks, bro.
Hare Krishna.
Terence, last question. You have another? Okay.
I'll make it real quick. In response to the last comment that was made, I want to clarify in saying that everyone who is not in the temple, it doesn't necessarily disqualify them as not being a devotee. The reason I say this is because 2.5 years ago, when I first was introduced to Krishna consciousness, most of the people that I came in contact with, I had some bit of association with. Part of the reason that I'm in the temple today is because of those people. And the reason I say that is because, like, most devotees, we're not all made the same. Krishna gave us different personalities. He gave us different abilities. And I have the understanding that if we're using these abilities in order to not look for adoration for ourselves, but bring people closer to Krishna, then it's not necessarily a material desire. It's endeavoring and using our God-given abilities to reach people. As far as music, I feel that music is a great way to reach people, just through preaching about Krishna. Vaishnava Sevananda Das is a great musician, and he's been a devotee for 18 years. And every time I have association with him, he's always preaching, and he's always trying to bring people closer to Krishna consciousness. So I don't feel like necessarily being having some type of talent should disqualify you from your sincerity and wanting to still reach people and give them the philosophy. Because, well, if you're a writer, let's say, or you're a poet, or anything like Dravida Prabhu, he's very well spoken. He's articulate, and he knows how to express himself in a way that can cross over and reach other people who are not necessarily familiar with this philosophy. I feel that if devotees want to have more of an impact in the material world, sometimes we have to curve the way in which we approach people, and maybe that will also have an effect as well, just by reaching people through another medium outside of staying in the temple or carrying a certain mood that requires you to shut out the things that you have some abilities in that can possibly draw people toward the movement. So in closing, that's what I wanted to share. Thank you.
Thanks, Rob. Yes.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, very nice explanation. I was remembering one sloka is there, and Chaitanya Charitamrita, you know, Mahaprabhu says, Bhakti Mukti Kami Sakale Rasanta Krishna Bhakta Niskam Ataya Santa. That means Bhakti, who he wants to, you know, enjoy, you know, material things, and Mukti, who wants to want for liberation, and also Kami means who desire to, you know, achieve something. So all these are restless. They are asanta, means they don't find any peacefulness. But Krishna Bhakta, the devotee of Krishna, because he is, you know, niskama. Niskama means desireless. So that is, I mean, say, then he is peaceful. That is the main thing. Another thing also, regarding the desires, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, that jejata mang prabhadante tang tateva vajami aham. Those, whatever you know, desire, Krishna fulfills. But Prabhupada comments that Krishna fulfills only which is favorable for you, for your devotion. And he doesn't fulfill your desire which is unfavorable for the devotional life. Mm-hmm. So that is, I mean, just like a father, a small boy, some small child is crying after father, I want this, I want that, I want that. But father gives what is appropriate, which is right for, you know, his son. Similarly, Krishna fulfills the desires which is favorable for our devotion.
Okay, thanks for the comments and questions. And I want to invite you to investigate more about this topic. And take advantage of the explanation of Srila Prabhupada books. So, Srila Prabhupada ki, jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, jai, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki, jai.
Thank you.